was nothing you could do. No laws were broken. He was a runaway and fair game.
Human beings are not fair game for murder.
They are in Georgia, Mrs. Butler. And unless you learn to be a little bit more dispassionate, you may end up in the flames yourself.
You're right, of course. I sometimes doubt that anyone who feels things as intensely as I do can be said to feel anything at all.
Why'd you come to see me?
I don't know. Last time you listened to me, even if you didn't agree with me.
Well, I'm glad you didn't hold that against me. There's a lovely pond nearby. I'd love to show it to you. Still waters. It's good for restoring the soul.
When I was 16, I started reading Byron. It has such an effect on me, I had to limit my reading to every other day. Until finally, I had to stop altogether. In return, I had hoped that God would make me completely and permanently good. I'm still awaiting the conversion. It's quite beautiful here.
You're the first person I've ever brought here.
Do you know my husband, Dr. Houston?
I met him a number of times. I liked him. Does he know you're here with me?
He left for Savannah this morning. It's a great mystery to me why he ever married me. He knew who I was, not at all subtle. And if he expected obedience, why would he choose me?
Well, if you expected freedom, why would you choose him? But then if you hadn't, you wouldn't have come here, and my life would not be nearly so bright. And the Butler Island slaves, they'd still be plunged in darkness. You're lucky to be alive. Humiliating your husband in front of his slaves is an invitation to murder. It would appear you forgot to be dispassionate. What do you plan to do now?
I don't know. Pierce and I can never reconcile. And I seriously doubt my ability to alter the slave circumstances. Perhaps it's time to go home.
You would leave, Pierce? If you did, Fanny, you wouldn't have to be. Go back to Butler Island. Make peace with your husband. Let me take you all the way back.
No. You might be seen. Goodbye, Dr. Houston.